But 70 years. Because before, people were living more than 200 years. They'll be alive 200 years. And time came when God reduced to 120. And then it was reduced to 70 years. And most people were dying at 70. So when Moses passed 70 years, he made a psalm, which is Psalm 90. So it is a personal feeling, how you feel about it, how God has been so amazing to you. You are too serious. Can you smile? Are they back there? Are you there? So hear this. We have come here to express our personal gratitude, our personal feeling towards God. We have come from all over the world, Australia, USA, Europe, Africa, India. We are all here to fulfill the scriptures that all nations shall come together to worship the King of Kings. Imagine people just coming to just to worship. Now let me just show you this. Okay, three places in the Bible where when they worshipped God, God moved. You there? Three places in the Bible when they worshipped God, he what? He moved. Now if you go to Matthew's, the book of Matthew's, we see a woman who Jesus said it. He said, "Woman, I have nothing to do with you. I have nothing to do with you." He said, I don't want to help you. The woman said, "I need a miracle. I have a patient at home. And this child is possessed because of a demonic attack." The child was in serious problem. Now the woman comes to Jesus and Jesus said, "I'm not interested." The woman said, "What?" Jesus said, "It is not good to take food from my children and give this food to dogs." The woman said, "What? What will the woman do?" The Bible says in Matthew 15, verse 25. Let's go over. Verse 25. "Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.'" Now, I'm talking to somebody who ever prayed for something and God didn't answer you. I have good news for you. The Bible says when God did not answer the woman, all she did was what? The Bible says she worshipped him. After worshipping, then she said what? "Lord, help me." Do I have somebody tonight who said, "I've come here to worship, and I believe as I worship, the Lord will help me"? Somebody shout hallelujah. Now get up. This scripture here, it says what? Now go back into the scripture. "Then she came and did what?" You know, sing louder. "And she came and did what?" "And she did what?" "She worshipped." Do you know the type of worship she did? In NIV, it will show you the type of worship she did. What is a type of worship? In NIV, she knelt. She knelt, bowed. Physical expression of the intimate gratitude that was coming from her within. She bowed. And what did Jesus Christ do? Let's start from verse 24. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. In verse 25, I want to see this. The woman came and knelt before him, Lord, help me, she said. I want you to see something here that is very important. Jesus said, not you. She was not the people on the line to be assisted. So Jesus said, I'm not going to help you. Can you imagine tonight Jesus hasn't made a plan not to visit you? Let's go verse 24. King James Version. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep. I have a problem there. Tonight God says, I'm not willing to help you. And the woman said nothing. She just went into worship. Are you there? In verse 25, the Bible says what? But she, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. What happened? In verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. In verse 27, what happened? And she said, truth, Lord. Aye. She's even calling him Lord after being told she's a dog. She says, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter, hey. In NIV, it says what? In NIV, it says what? Then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request. Come on, read louder. Your request is what? And her daughter. Was healed at the moment. This is beyond prayer. This is an attribute of worship. When you understand worship, the worship can make God move. Even though it was not your moment to get a miracle, worship can change the mind of God. Jesus spoke to the Father in heaven. He said, Master, he said, my Father, I'm here. I have a situation here. There is a woman, she wants a miracle, but on the anointing I have for healing, she's not on the list. And heaven said, don't give her. So Jesus said, it's not meant for you. And then she worshipped. Jesus sent a message. Say, Papa, after saying to her, it's not for her, she have just worshipped me. What must I do? Papa in heaven said, give it to her. Come on, somebody shout, I worship you. The second place where God moved, he had no choice but to move. Oh, are you here? God had no choice but to do what? God said, no. I wasn't supposed to move, but I'm going to move. Now, I want us to check our scriptures. Okay. We're going to read the book of Acts, chapter 8. In the scripture, the Bible says in Acts chapter 8 from verse 26. Now, here is a wonderful story. Hey, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Now, because of time, I have started reading there, but you might be interested to understand what's happening on this story. Now, the story here is there was a man of God by the name Philip who was preaching in Samaria, and miracles were happening. The Bible speaks of the great revival that happened in town. Men and women were coming to Jesus. There was a magician who even he came and he said, the way you are moving the power, he said, can you at least settle me the anointing? The man of God said, I rebuke you, Satan. They had to deliver this man quickly because the man was a magician. He had shaken the whole town until the man of God came in. There are always people who shake the town before you have come in. Now, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. There are always people who shakes the town before you shows up. Somebody says, I'm showing up. Now, when Philip came in town, Philip became a factor. Everybody was talking about Philip. Everyone was talking about Philip. Everyone. Now he's busy healing people. The Bible talks about the healings. He's busy healing people. Now see what happened. In verse 26, he's in another country. I want you to hear him. He's in another country. But see what happened. The Bible says what? Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, arise, go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. You know Gaza? You just hear Gaza. Where they're bombing there. That's where this miracle happened. Now watch this. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. And in verse 27, so he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia. Do you understand this? He was a minister of finance in Ethiopia. But I have something to share with you about this minister. The Bible says, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury. The man was in charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to do what? Not to pray. Had he come to come to Jerusalem to do what? Come on, speak loud, everybody. To worship. The Bible says the whole minister of finance. Oh my goodness. He had to come to Jerusalem, not to pray, not to beg, but to worship. Can you imagine? Do you know the distance from Ethiopia to Jerusalem? Do you know the distance between these two countries? Do you know the distance? And he did not choose an aeroplane. Someone was thinking like, oh my God, the long to Malawi is so far. Hey, the bus. Shut up. The home minister was using donkeys. And you have to understand, from Ethiopia to Jerusalem using donkeys. Not to pray. Anyone who has traveled from far to Malawi for worship, may God visit you in a special way. this. And the Bible says this man had come all the way from where? What? No, no. I want to hear your country. The man had come from which country? The Bible says he had come to do what? Hey, the Bible says because of that, an angel was dispatched from heaven. An angel went to who? To a man of God in Samaria. Leave the crusade. Stop healing people. Go and attend a worshiper. You're not hearing me, somebody. You're not hearing me, somebody. Sit down. Can you imagine this? That Philip is busy healing people. The man of God is here. He's moving here. Be healed in the name of Jesus. It has moved now. It's this direction. Philip is busy praying. An angel said, hey. Wena. Samaya. He said, go. Uhambekahle. Wait a minute. An angel, can you imagine? On that night, angels were busy worshiping. Angels were busy. Oh, we worship you, holy, holy, holy. Hey, stop. What's up? So you're going down. You're going to talk to Philip, a man of God. He must stop healing people. There is a man who is coming from what? From where? He said, he is coming from worshiping me. He needs our attention. Philip, but I'm healing people here. I am preaching. No. Leave everyone. Do you see the power of worship? Are you seeing the power of worship? That God can ignore sick people. He can ignore blind people. You say, give attention first to a worshiper. He was not. Listen to me. I want you to hear this. One man versus 30,000 people in a stadium. God says, leave the 30,000 who are here to beg. I need a healing. I need a miracle. I need a job. I need this. So leave everyone. Go and attend a worshiper. And this worshiper, as was coming from Israel, from Jerusalem, he was confused. He had so many questions without answers. Said, no. You are leaving everyone just to interpret. Can you imagine? Just to interpret the Bible for him. Hello? I should leave the sick just to go and interpret a Bible. The Ethiopian eunuch, his problem he had was not cancer. His problem, he had read a scripture and he needed an interpreter. But because he was coming from worship, that needed to be attended. You're not getting me. You are not getting me. Listen, that was the smallest problem. No, you're not getting this. This was the smallest problem you would ever have. There are people with the financial problems, sicknesses. God said, I know, they also have problems. But there is another one has a problem. What problem? What was the problem? Interpreting the Bible. She said, so leave everyone and go and help that person. May God visit you. The same God who went to a man of God in Philip. The same angel who visited a man of God in Philip. The same revelation has visited a man of God in Major One. And I have been sent to who? To who? Whatever problem you have, as we worship Jehovah, may He visit you in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Karofra in the house. Karamantia Bosch. The other place, when God could not do otherwise but to come down, when the people were worshiping, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22, when the people of Israel were attacked by three nations, and the people of Israel, the ratio, the military ratio, was 1 to 50 against the enemy. Meaning to say, one soldier of Israel was facing 50 soldiers. You didn't hear me. One soldier of Israel would face 50 men. It means that there were more soldiers against the people of Israel. They couldn't even fight. Their trust was just in God. There are battles you sit down and you say, this one, there is nothing I can do. I can't pay this. I can't handle this. I have nothing. The only thing I need right now is a miracle. Do I have anyone else who's passing through that? Who says, Major One, there are things I can only depend on God's intervention. I can only depend and rely on God, Creator of heaven and earth. Now, the scriptures say, now I want to read it for you. The Bible says, now, when they began to sing and to do what? Come on, I want everybody to speak louder. Now, when they began to do what? And to do what? My God, some said to praise. What did God do? The Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh. Wait a minute. Do not ambush. To take someone by surprise. Now, you're not going to get it properly until I show you Message translation. Now, in Message translation, there's some scripture. Hey, as soon as they started shouting and praising, God set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh as they were attacking Judah. And they all ended up dead. Wait, does the Bible say the people of Israel were fighting? What were they doing? What were they doing? There are things in your life right now, they are beyond you. You don't need to fight. Some battles are too bigger for you. All you have to do is to worship, is to praise. As you praise, as you worship, the Lord will set surprises. The Lord will take your enemy by surprise. Sharusia fahaka. Somebody shout, I praise the name of the Lord. Creator of heavens and earth. Lazodeke bubra. When the woman worshipped, Jesus said, it wasn't your turn to be healed. But he said what? He said, right now, because of your worship, your child is healed. And her child was healed instantly. A man from Ethiopia, a minister, he was not supposed to have solutions. But because you went to worship, an angel was dispatched. Just for him. When the people of Israel were worshiping, God came down and fought for them. Someone tonight, God will release healing in your family. Don't even say, Father, can you imagine? You have come here to worship and they're like, oh Lord, heal my mom. No. Just raise up your hands in worship and begin to give God the praise. You will see what will happen. Are you here? Are you following? Are you following? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Ha Olami. Blessed be the King of the universe, Creator of heaven and earth. Baruch Ata Adonai. Blessed be the God. Tell your neighbor, where is your son?